and welcome to all our visitors. Always nice to have you guys here. I'm finishing off a three-week series that we preached on the Holy Spirit. Pastor Jaco and Theo preached before me, and I'm finishing off this morning on basically the work. I'm not talking about the gifts of the Spirit or anything like that, or outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about basically the work that the Holy Spirit is doing inside of us, the sanctifying, and basically where He leads us into all truth. So I'm always excited to read Scripture. That's where we're going to start today, and that's the best place, I believe. So we're going to start this morning with John the son of Zebedee, in John chapter 14, verse 24 to 26. Whoever does not love me, now see Freddie, now I want to go just very fast. So I have to calm down now and go to the normal speed of talking. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. You see, church, that is a place where we can, you know, sometimes, hopefully, when you have quiet time, you have time. Hopefully, it's not rush time or just damage control time or anything like that. Hopefully, it's quiet time where we can sit and we can pray, we can worship in our own time, put on music if you have, and then just listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. And sometimes, If you want to rush your quiet time, your devotional time of reading Scripture, it's so easy to miss what Scripture is actually saying to us. So here this morning, this verse, it basically speaks about Jesus, and He says, listen, I'm going to teach you all the things and bring to remembrance. That's the English Standard Version. The New Living Translation says, He will teach you everything and He will remind you of everything I have told you. Now, you know, those of us who are married, we know at home, sometimes, you know, my wife will remind me, so, Carl, when will you now drill that hole in the wall for my painting? Or when will you take out the drum? Obviously, I'm a good guy, so I try to do those things at home. But you see, we remind our children, have you got all your books before you go to school? Have you packed in? Do you have your water? You know, maybe it's a hot day. We remind each other. You know, this is the beauty, that in time, we are so far removed from the actual time when Jesus lived and, you know, His ministry. But the beauty of it all, you know, and if I were one of the disciples, I definitely, when Jesus said, you know, he prepared the disciples that He must go, I think I would have told Him, but Jesus, can't you just stay for 1 month more? Maybe 5 or 6 months? Can't you just stay another year or two, maybe? I mean, you're doing good work. You're healing the people. You're preaching the gospel. Can't you stay a little bit longer? But obviously, they didn't know about the crucifixion yet and Jesus dying on a cross, rising from the death, you know, and basically the victory and the blood of Christ and all those very important things. I think my heart would have been the same. But you know what is the beauty of the Scripture? It basically said, listen, even though Jesus walked and He's not here with me and you, He's not making a little fire, briar fussy or something like that, you know. But the Holy Spirit, Jesus was in perfect unity with the rest of the Trinity, the Father, the Holy Spirit, they're in perfect unity. And He knew what was best for us, okay. So if He had to stay, He would have stayed. But that wasn't what they decided, okay. He said, when I leave, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. What will He teach you? He will teach you all things. You know, He will teach you everything. And He will remind you about everything, or all the things that Jesus have said. So church, that means for me and for you this morning, you know, if you were to be shipwrecked on a small little island or locked up in a single cell in jail, then the Holy Spirit can still minister to you everything that Jesus said, everything that Jesus talked about. You know, and isn't that powerful? Isn't that beautiful? He said, doesn't say the Holy Spirit is going to teach us new things or different things. No, everything that the Holy Spirit will teach you and me and will remind us about will point to Jesus. All the chapters, everything of the gospel, all the gospel truths, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, everything that Jesus said, everything that He shared, those things, the Holy Spirit will, here in 2017, bring to you and me. He will remind us of those things, and He will teach us those things. Okay? Now, basically, you know, this is this the work, the thing I'm talking about this morning is, you know, the work that the Holy Spirit is doing in our hearts and in our midst. And, you know, we know and we can testify, and it's so precious when we can see among each other or in our children, our families, when the Holy Spirit is transforming lives. And we can see this person doesn't have the fruits that that person used to have. They are new now. There's different fruits. There's the fruits of the Spirit, etc. You know, so we start this work with the Spirit. And then, you know, sometimes here along the line, we look to ourselves in the mirror, and then, you know, we think like, you know, I think I'm okay. I think I'm doing okay. But, you know, Paul had a big fight with the Galatians, and I want to read from chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Yeah, and he says, "O foolish Galatians, who has cast the evil spell in you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had been seen a picture of his death on the cross. Let me ask you this question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Well, of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ, which was the gospel. How foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort?" Okay, so Paul says, listen guys, you've started in Christ. You were a new creation, this core disposition in your life that was changed, but Jesus Christ haven't come back a second time. We still live in a dispensation where the scripture says the enemy walks around like a roaring